Really grateful to be here and for this space. Fractals. How we are at a small scale is how we are at a large scale. The patterns of the universe repeat at scale. There is a structural echo that suggests two things. One, that there are shapes and patterns fundamental to our universe. And two, that what we practice at a small scale can reverberate to the largest scale. Adrienne Marie Brown, Emergent Strategy. Here, on the edge of what we know, in contact with the ocean of the unknown, shines the mystery and beauty of the world, and it's breathtaking. Carlo Rovelli, 7 Brief Lessons on Physics. You know that expression, or maybe it's yet another quote, all models are flawed, but some may be helpful? Well, according to the internet, it's attributed to some statistician. Lately, I'm really into it. My read of it is, hey, we've drawn these proverbial boxes, and we're trying to fit some life into them. We know the boxes aren't quite the right shape. Actually, we don't really even know at all. But we're still pouring ourselves into them, maybe because we think the building or using of them can help us operate in or make sense of this experience we call reality. Or maybe we just needed something to do. Either way, we're going to keep trying. To me, this persistence feels spacious, like potential. Spells and Potions, A Tincture for Rebirth, Unknowing of All Interdependence, Part 1. Ingredients, 1 part silence, deep enough, heavy enough to swallow you whole, maybe the entire world, daily. Might I recommend a forest, a monastery, or St. Paul after 5? 1,000 or so long, hard looks at the truth. Allow the truth to form and transform, shapeshift before your eyes, through your body. Change the world, change you, if those are different. Absence of light from a new moon if available, though any moonlight will do. A lifetime of tears, and then another lifetime, conjured by any means possible, added drop by overflowing drop. Take your time. Quantum computing is a concrete application of quantum mechanics, or quantum theory, a branch of physics that generally deals with super small, the smallest, actually. It's the kind of science that inspires books like How Hippies Save Physics, which describes some Berkeley physicist who has explored quantum through the lens of Eastern mysticism and psychic readings. Quantum is the Alice in Wonderland on the shelf of children's books titled Hard Sciences, the Haruki Murakami plotline that just got added to your casual Sunday afternoon nap. If Frida Kahlo collaborated with Cy Twombly to reimagine your family portrait, in case things started feeling a little too real. You get the point. Historically, a little too fantastical and paradigm shifty to be widely accepted by the mainstream, delineating concepts that are found more often inhabiting the space of mystics and witches than lecture halls of standard hard science undergraduate curriculum, though certainly deeply interesting to some mostly old, mostly white, mostly dude academics, until recently. So, confession, I'm not a physicist at all. I get lost in the linear algebra, and I haven't taken a formal physics course since college. However, this past winter, in my professional capacity as a corporate IP attorney, I was on a task force assigned to provide and assess intellectual property coverage for the launch of a 50-qubit quantum computer, the biggest to date. So I found myself deep diving into open source coursework and reading basically all the internet in an attempt to prep for conversations with our team of PhDs in R&D, leading to the launch of this newest playground in tech called quantum computing. And I got super into it, in a way that you can't help but let it seep into your whole body and then your whole self. It kind of takes over your heart and becomes truly an immersive experience. 2 phenomena of quantum mechanical models that quantum computing capitalizes on are entanglement and superposition. Maybe you've heard of these. Entanglement tells us that particles cannot be described independently of each other. Outside of their interactions, they cease to exist. Some very interesting conceptual implications there regarding interdependence and community and even the internet, actually. But superposition is the one that's just killing me lately. So using classical computing as a foundation for juxtapositional purposes, all information, all data, is stored as bits, 0, 1, on, off, up, down, literally called binary. Depending on your views, either both 0 and 1 simultaneously, or an entirely unknown state that comprises 0 and 1. Then, at these things called Josephson junctions, these qubits can be tuned using microwave probes to various phases to create constructive or deconstructive interference to, and then fast forward a few steps to in application, crack our current encryption algorithms, simulate chemical reactions in real time to explore alternative energies, and entirely transform our current AI capabilities, for example. Feels a little futuristic, a little next level, also a little here. Either way you understand superposition, there are two opposite, previously considered contradictory states existing simultaneously, together, in a single photon, electron, etc. And therein is the power of superposition in quantum computing, an ability to hold contradiction, a new model for reality. So, quick pause, a counterpoint, if you will. Not a huge fan of the expression that reality is not what it seems. In many contexts, it feels a little like a denial. It feels like a denial of intuition. Feels a little like the intro to a whole lot of mansplaining. The kind of line that woke dudes these days use to explain your feelings to you, best practices for the work that you're actually teaching them, how your body should be handled, what your art means, who really gets to count as a legitimate person, from the personal to the policy levels. A phrase used to silence those outside of the societally condoned definitions of educated or informed. Asylum-seeking clients devastated by executive orders, land stripped away, rights stripped away, racial disparities, injustice, trauma, and abuse of all types are all too real. To demand a new version of reality is to deny someone their experiences, their models. Spells and Potions, A Tincture for Rebirth, Part 2. Steps for Preparation. 1. Relearn goodness. Take a nod from fractals, infinitely complex patterns, self-similar across different scales, repetitions of a similar process in an ongoing feedback loop. 4. Build new models. 2. Luxuriate in the beauty of life. 7. Find new faces, new spaces, then none but your own. 12. Invite the energy in, people and places in whose presence you feel home, timeless, peaceful. With whom you feel deep down in your bones that seeking is as good as finding, who speak to you as though you're all the ages you've ever been and those you'll be somehow at once. 9, commingle the divine and the telluric. Know you're both. 3, let the solute dissolve slowly. Gin or coffee are preferred solvents, contained by words that feel like spaces, spaces that sound like prayer, lived prayers for opening, for gentleness to soften. Know deeper compassion, radical forgiveness, and empathy beyond our current knowing, then further still. Rebirth. So maybe our model of the smallest thing seeps its knowing up through the broader, to the broader scales. Iteratively, non-linearly, this model of engaging with reality on the smallest begins to reverberate, a tincture taken to defy binary logic, to be both and somehow neither. To hold contradiction loosely, but with strength, courage, an antidote to the anthropocentric, misogynistic, capitalistic views of the universe that so often dominate, that perpetuate violence against other humans, animals, nature, ourselves. This sticks to our skin, seeps through our pores, and poisons our heart. A place where a little postmodernistic revelry in the anxiety of the inner and outer chaos, loss, violence of existence can coexist in a reality filled with beauty, compassion, luxurious abundance, healing, hope, peace. A nonviolent peace, but a little more lion, a little less lamb. Increased dosage is needed. Let the medicine of rebirth, of unknowing, be a revolution. Let it daily conjure space for a new model where superposition is embodied, a reality where the future is not female, and certainly not male, but non-binary, a re-embrace of the divine feminine across the gender spectrum, to see in the smallest particles, to see in the self, to see in the world, both zero and one exist, all exists. Beyonce said, if we're going to heal, let it be glorious. To which I'd like to add, if we're going to be reborn, if we're going to revolt, let it all be glorious. But that's incomplete. Words, colors, sounds, mathematical approaches fail. And of course they do. Always too limiting and never precise enough. Stunningly accurate descriptions fail, only to find that what we were describing was just a shadow. All flawed, all failed. And thank God as they do. All models are flawed, but some may be helpful.